This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Launch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. By the way, we are out there broadcasting to our great affiliates on the GCN Live Radio Network, also USA Radio Stations, and the Salem Media Group, some of the stations in some of the largest media markets in the country, as well as around the country with many of the leading independents and the little dots on the map that you probably haven't heard of, but we're happy to talk to America wherever you're at. And we also broadcast around the world via the speed of the internet and the satellite, and we've got a large contingent listening again in India and another large contingent listening in Germany, Maria and her friends. Thank you. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much, especially to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center carriers, Felix and the gang, to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and other petroleum products. Got to have you, and we appreciate what you do. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page, and you'll find us on MeWe, you'll find us on Gab, Parler, Getter, you'll find us on Donald Trump's social media website, Truth Social. You'll find us on Twitter, at Captains America, and you'll also find us at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where we're streaming live right now, and when the show's over, we play the same show, most recent show, all day and all night till the next one comes on, rotates every 4 hours, and our podcast is over there, too. So, going over to introduce our friends on the radio, let's start with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Thanks for being there. And then we've got on the telephone line our retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, gentlemen. And good morning, America.
Yes, sir. And, of course, that was the gang up on the roof over there. It is currently 82 degrees, mostly clear skies again here at the Tampa airport. All right, Kyle, lead us in the pledge, please.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And the Republic
for which
it stands. One nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we say under God and emphasize it for a simple reason. That simple reason is the fact that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I got to ask you a question. Where are the Russian generals? You would have thought somebody would have said something after this little debacle over the weekend, but I haven't heard boo out of anybody all week long.
Yeah, Captain, I'll give the listeners a quick rundown on what we know and what we believe to be with conditions in Ukraine in the wake of the semi-failed coup attempt. It's had some impact. We know that the leader of the Wagner Group, Prigozhin, is alive and well in Belarus, which has kind of become his political asylum location, despite the fact that Belarus remains very much the key ally there in Europe with Vladimir Putin. Putin reportedly was seeking not to make a martyr out of Prigozhin. And so what he decided to do instead of, one, further taking away some of the equipment and the troops that he had and giving them refuge in Belarus, acceding to that. Instead, he's going to try to go after some of the sources of funding through largely criminal enterprises, which have long been the mainstay of Putin's power. So that's a careful tightrope that Putin's going to walk there to cut off that funding to him. And reportedly, too, the Wagner Group, of course, is very, very active in North Africa. And reportedly, the Wagner Group is going to continue its operations and equipment there in North Africa. That's one. Now, to get to the point about the Russian generals, we don't know about how many folks and how many heads may or may not fall and who's going to be loose, but this is what we know about who's okay and who's in trouble. The number one man that was leading the war in Ukraine for Putin was Valery Gerasimov. He's the number one guy. We don't know that he has been arrested, but he hadn't been heard from. His bodyguards have not been heard of, and he's apparently in trouble. There actually was a release of a video recording of him talking, and he might have been talking under duress. Another fellow, which we're fairly certain is in trouble and is in arrest and is being held at a Kremlin detention center in Moscow, is Sergei Shrovkin. He's the number two guy. He's the number two deputy to Valery Gerasimov. And what we've also discovered is that apparently the Wagner Group coup was staged much earlier than what Prigozhin had wanted to have. He had hoped to be able to capture some of the top Russian generals, to include the two that I just mentioned, and potentially the defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, who's remained loyal to Putin and appears to be okay. He's still in the good graces of Putin, along with Viktor Solotov, who's the head of the National Guard, who swore allegiance and would protect Moscow to the death. Those two folks appear to be okay in the Putin regime. So Prigozhin wanted to have these folks and potentially have these generals maybe put out orders to their troops to join the insurrection. That didn't happen. And we can talk after the break a little bit more about what the United States and what the Ukrainian response is in light of all this.
We'll do just that. Hold that thought, Colonel. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. By the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new or pre-owned Nissan up there at one of the Moss Nissan locations. And, of course, I try to oblige as best I can. Lately, I haven't been able to because I'm not supposed to go that far yet in the vehicle because of my limitations. But Moss Nissan, of course, has got several big stores, good stores, and their whole premise is to take care of those that take care of us because they offer the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for veterans, for first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, or police, and that could be sheriff, that could be local police, that could be state police, that could be security officers as well, and church pastors, current or retired, where you get a great deal offered to you, and all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. Now, you can also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That's oil changes and tire rotations, and done on a regular basis when you come in and get your oil changed. So there you go. Clean trade-ins, of course, are commanding a great value. They're up about 26% from what they used to be a year or so ago. So you can get more money for your car than what you thought. Now, in the meantime, Moss Nissan, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. So check them out. One of their stores, Newport Richey, 1954, the flagship store. Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan, located in Brooksville on State Route 50, right up against Suncoast Expressway, the parkway, the toll road right there. They're right there on the south side of the highway. Easy to spot, easy to get to. And don't forget, tell them the captain sent you. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Back to the Colonel. Colonel, how you doing?
I'm back with you.
All right, let's continue and finish our discussion on Ukraine, because you got a lot of people's attention here at the moment. Go for it.
Okay, I'll try to be quick in this, a rundown. First of all, on the battlefield, the Ukrainians are making inch-by-inch advances in light of the failed Russian coup. Second, Lithuania is prepared. It has provided some tanks and is going to provide more tanks to Ukraine. On the other hand, due to the EU and the NATO, or would-be NATO members, some of the tanks that were in improper, unworking order from Germany are being blocked from getting to Ukraine. And that was objections by the independent, the Swiss, and the Swedes as part of the NATO. They would have been things that had to have been repaired and brought to working order anyway. Three, it's given greater impetus to convince Turkey to remove its objections to the Swedes in joining NATO. And it's also made it much more likely that perhaps when and if, at whatever time, eventually it'll happen, when this war comes to an end, that Ukraine may well become a member of NATO. Fourth, there are more U.S. equipment on its way to Ukraine. And this is a part of the drawdown effort. It's something that the administration on its own is doing without congressional approval, just saying, hey, this is equipment that was going to be tossed, so we had to decide what to do. That is on its way to Ukraine as well. And finally, the African nations a week ago were rebuffed in their efforts in talking to Putin to try to bring peace, to be brokers of peace there. And it apparently here shortly, perhaps in the next day or two, the Pope is going to be there. But I expect the Pope is going to be treated very politely, and he will be shown the door and say thank you very much, because Putin is quite clear that he is in this to fight it to a victorious end. So that's where we're at.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff to think about there. Okay. And I have no doubt whatsoever that that will happen. Listen, I hate to even mention this, but it is part of what's transpired. The Coast Guard made a morbidly grim recovery from the Titanic sub-wreckage after the implosion, when they brought up pretty much the capsule, which wasn't intact. It had been, of course, imploded and crushed. But they found human remains in there, and it's not a surprise. They were, you know, it is what it is, and they never knew what hit them, I guess is the way I should put that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that their deaths were graciously pretty quick. And apparently, you know, because of what they signed and all that, and they were warned that that possibility of dying is a part of this, and they paid to do that. It's tragic. Loss of life is tragic, and it was a risky venture, and apparently they knew that, but there'll be more to follow, of course, in the ensuing weeks and months.
Okay.
About the settlement.
All right, come on in, Kyle. What you got in mind?
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good to talk with you again. You know, as I was listening to you talk about Ukraine and Russia and the generals and so forth, pardon me, had to hit the cough button there. The idea of dominance was sort of running through my mind. We know that China and Russia both want to have some kind of dominance in the world. That's why they're reaching out. They're trying to do these peace missions, quote unquote, you know, trying to assert their own influence. But in order for them to do that, the United States seems to have to decline. Now, how do we stop that in terms, I understand it's a leadership issue, but in terms of military strength, in terms of political strength, you know, we're seeing problems with recruitment right now, generally speaking, in the military. You know, what has to happen for us to get back on the top of our game?
Well, as you suggested, and I know it's not the easy answer, is leadership. Because, you know, after you start to talk about in the United States Army, I'm not talking about the Russian military, but the United States military Department of Defense, it becomes highly political to get above one and two stars. The senior generals that run all the services and their deputies, it becomes highly political, and it's become increasingly politicized. It used to be there's politics involved in it, but the politics were driven by just the fact that it was the politicians because we have civilian control of the military. But increasingly, it is to get folks that think a certain way in a certain political bent. And that's sad. We're paying the price. And we were barely meeting some of our recruitment goals, but where we're being hurt terribly, particularly in my Army, is the ability to retain folks. And that's tragic. And you ask, well, what is the answer to that? Well, leadership is number one. That has got to overcome that. Because right now, the only thing you do is what? Throw money at it, to make, more. And it seems like despite that, you know, folks that have served, you know, 3-year tours and all that, and they've got certain skills, how do you retain them, when they can have offers that are genuinely paying jobs, particularly given the state of the economy right now? What is to excite them to say, hey, I'm in it for a career like me and, you know, my contemporaries decided to do. It's just not there. I hate to be a Debbie Downer on this, but, it's hard to grasp and be optimistic about that. There's got to be some fundamental things done about what we're doing, in our services. It's not just recruitment and selling that. It's people watching this, they know.
Okay, we got about a minute left here. I'm going to go to the phone. Bagam and Bob, about 30 seconds, and leave the Colonel 30 seconds to answer.
Okay. How about some attack-em missiles for Ukraine so they can cause Russia some real pain? All right, that's it. Bye.
All right, Colonel, what do you think?
I'm not sure what he said. I didn't hear what he said. What was he
talking about? Missiles. Missiles. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they've got a bit. If you're talking, you know, we got certain missiles that are defensive missiles and other missiles launching into Russia. We're not ready to do that. And I'm not so sure that that is a great idea. We can do that. I mean, we're in it. I mean, we could have done something to deter this. We did not. We came up short. So now we're at a point where we as Americans, we're all in it to win it, and Putin's all in it to win it. So let's wait and see.
Yeah, it's going to be worse when they get the F-16s and we go air-to-air battle and put the no-fly zones in there and all that stuff, which you know they'll do. Then they'll really be going at it.
Yeah, I think it's going to go beyond this inch-by-inch defensive measures on the Ukraine. Eventually, they're going to have to take the fight to Russia, particularly if Putin and the Russians feel like they got their backs up the wall and they don't give an inch.
Yep, here comes the music. I'll have to talk to you again on Tuesday and look forward to seeing you next week at Miss Mixon's Groveside Cafe on Thursday.
Absolutely, and maybe at a gun show at Robarts Arena the weekend, huh?
Yeah, you got it. All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you very much.
See you next week.
All right, that is our Colonel, retired Colonel Kevin Wright, and we will be right back with more. And we've got a special guest and a special group that's going to be right back with us. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this. Kyle Warren will be right back with me. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. An IRS whistleblower is defending his claims Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. IRS investigator Gary Shapley.
I called U.S. Attorney David Weiss, and we said, you know, we needed to execute this search warrant. He responded that the prosecutors didn't want to. no sooner I'd gotten off the phone with David Weiss had we learned that the prosecutors were informing defense counsel of that storage unit and the evidence that existed there.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer on Fox Nation says evidence continues to come in from investigators and whistleblowers that President Biden and Hunter Biden were involved in a pay-for-play scheme involving millions of dollars from foreign governments to Biden family members.
This isn't the only text message or message that Hunter sent demanding payment from these foreign nationals. We've got people coming in for depositions now.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, along with Kyle Warren and a special guest here in just a second. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com is a website. Don't forget, you can go over to MyPillow.com, save up to 80% right now on selected items by using the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. And if you want to call them and get a live person and talk to somebody, regardless of the time, day, or night, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN, save yourself up to 80% on some of these items, and the phone number is 800-641-5459. Okay, first, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, we've got a guest on the telephone line that represents a group that's called I'm going to give you their website. It's called educatefreedom.org. That's educatefreedom.org. They are all about young Americans and educating them against socialism and us, too, in the process. So I want to give a special shout-out and a good morning to Sunny Kutcher. Good morning, Sunny.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I didn't butcher your name, did I?
You did great.
Okay, good, because I wanted to make sure I spelled it phonetically. All right, now, first of all, tell us about your organization and what it is you're trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Sunny. I've always been a staunch proponent of, you know, the values that have shaped this great nation. This is what I was taught growing up. very important to me, and I see that it's extremely important in today's world to teach people about these values. So I'm referring to freedom, hard work, economic independence, mental toughness, and so I'm very, very fortunate to work with this organization called Young Americans Against Socialism. We've been educating freedom through our social media content. We've reached millions of people by discussing communism and socialism, the survivors of nations with these regimes. And now we're extremely excited because we're creating and publishing full lesson guides or curriculum for parents, grandparents, teachers, anybody who's an educator, to teach their children about socialism, the benefits of economic independence, myths surrounding socialism, as well as American values that have shaped this country, hard work, mental toughness, critical thinking skills like reasoning, courage, to having common sense. And we fully believe that as Americans, it's a responsibility to take this action by providing our children with this knowledge that they need to learn and succeed and recognize that our freedoms are being threatened every single day. And so we are calling this newest program Educate Freedom. And if our children are not taught what it means to be an American, to have this freedom, how grateful we need to be for this opportunity, and, of course, the purpose of our government, which needs limitations, they simply will not be able to recognize when things have gotten dangerously off track.
Well, good for you. And by the way, folks, if you have any questions for Sunny, you feel free to call us at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Now, my initial question is what some of these states are doing to just try to be ridiculous. We all know that kids like to call each other names, right?
This is true.
A new Michigan bill would make it a hate crime to cause someone to feel, and I quote, terrorized, frightened, or threatened. Now, the Michigan Hate Crime Act, designated HB 4474, which passed in the State House yesterday, now goes before the Michigan Senate to be voted on. You people in Michigan, I'll call it, Michigan will be gone, as it already is mostly gone, if you pass this thing, because I don't know anybody that doesn't say something to somebody that couldn't be construed as hate speech at one time or another because people get mad at each other. So what are you going to do? Lock a bunch of people up? What's going to happen here?
This is a seriously horrible situation. This is a very big problem that we're facing in this country that's been faced all over this world. This is exactly what radical communists do. They distort language. They manipulate our speech. And that is why freedom of speech that is protected in our First Amendment is the most important thing that we can fight for, because the most important speech there is speech that you don't like, right? So it's not about what you like or what you don't like or what someone says, what hurts your feelings. Unfortunately, we live in a world that is very unfair and very difficult. And that is why having that mental toughness and critical thinking skill is the most important thing that we can do and teach our children. They are being indoctrinated, to put it quite frankly. They are not being properly educated on these concepts. In fact, they are actively being prevented from learning these things because they want our generation to be weak. They want the rising generation to be impressionable in a way that they are swayed into believing that our nation was built on oppression, and that in order to combat that, we need to remove those obstacles to make the world more equal, quote unquote, place, which is just not how the world works, right? So we know that.
All right, Kyle, what's your question?
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Sunny. I've been seeing here on your website where you're trying to supplement or actually replace in some ways what the kids aren't learning in school by making these lesson plans you were talking about just a few moments ago. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that. And then also I noticed that you interview survivors of socialism and communism, and their stories are very powerful, aren't they?
Their stories are incredibly meaningful and powerful. We understand that in order to reach my generation, they need to be approached with something called peer rationale, which is it's from a study from Michigan State University. It's a concept that says it's the most effective way to reach a young person about a confusing topic is hearing it from a fellow peer. And so we've really tried to lean on this style in our content. Our videos, you can watch them at thefreedomrecords.com, and they are extremely powerful because they show the stories, the political persecution, the struggles that survivors of communist countries have dealt with and have faced, and they share how they, you know, got to this country, how they fled their home nations. They literally needed to flee their home country in order to survive, in order to protect their families. And we think it's extremely important to share that. And so now we understand that this problem is multi-generational. It's not just about, you know, some social media content. However, we have reached literally millions of people, which is a huge accomplishment. But we understand now that it is not only starting in universities, you know, where people are becoming, you know, radical socialists. It is starting much sooner than that. And our goal has always been to awaken our generation with these realities, hearing about these struggles. But this is taking it to a whole new level by creating a learning program, which is called Educate Freedom. We need to pass down our values to our children, and we understand that parents are extremely busy. We honor that. We respect that. The last thing they need to be worrying about on top of this economy and the rapid decline of our culture is their child's well-being and if their kid is going to be coming home a radical socialist, because my peers love communism, apparently, and they just simply don't know what that is. So we have a service mindset on that. We want to serve the parents of America and make it as simple and easy as possible to share these values with their children, whether that is in a homeschooling capacity or simply parents who are really hoping to discuss these challenging topics surrounding communism, socialism, economics, how to instill these values in their children. They just don't know where to start or how to do that. And finally, the most important thing is that these kids are going to be confronted with other children who have been brainwashed, who have been corrupted, and who are not being taught these values. And they need to be able to debate their peers and have conviction and strength when talking about these topics with using those values that they've learned. And so it's extremely important for them to feel that conviction and that strength when they are, you know, discussing these topics.
Well, we're going to be going to a break here. You're going to be coming back to finish the segment with us in the final segment of the program. But when we do come back, folks, if you want to call us, 877-969-8600, ask a question, 877-969-8600. And, of course, Sonny is with a group called EducateFreedom.org. That's the website. I'll give you the website. The group is a different name, I believe, Young Americans Against Socialism. But she is... EducateFreedom.org is the website. Go over there, check it out. And when we come back, Sonny, I've got a question for you about the Pledge of Allegiance, which seems to be going away. We don't hear people saying it in the school like we used to have to say, and we didn't do it because we had to. We did it because we wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's extremely important.
Imagine that.
To be embraced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so important for us to embrace our values and to show that, you know, we love this country, and that shouldn't be a bad thing. It's becoming a new thing.
Hold that thought. I'm coming right back after a break here. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back right after this short break, 3 minutes for your stations to do whatever they need to do, and we'll be back with the final segment of the program. 877-969-8600 if you want to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're down there in Sarasota. They've been one of my longest running sponsors on the program. As a matter of fact, one of my first. I've worked with them for years, and I know what they do, and they do it better than anybody else when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. If you're out there somewhere in La La Land listening to us on the radio, doesn't matter where you're at, and you need something for your blinds or your shades or shutters, you need like a little part, maybe you need new shutters, go check them out. Give them a call. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. They'd be happy to talk to you, happy to help you out. Now, they're located for you locals at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop in or call them at 941-922-2345. Schedule an appointment or just stop on by and visit with them and see what you can work out with them. They're local, they're experienced. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 941-922-2345. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And back to Sonny Kuchar from the Young Americans Against Socialism. The website, again, is educatefreedom.org, educatefreedom.org. And good morning, Sonny. Thanks for sticking around.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I'm going to talk about the Pledge of Allegiance, and I want the young people out there in particular to pay attention to this. The Pledge of Allegiance has a little bit more meaning than just the words that we say. So I'm going to say the pledge, and I'm going to explain what each little paraphrase means. First of all, when we say, I pledge allegiance, we're promising to be true. Mm. To the flag means to the symbol of our country. Of the United States of America means each state that's joined to make our country. And to the republic means a republic, which is what we are, not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. We are a country.
Yes,
yep. We are a country where the people choose others to make laws for us. The government is for the people. We make it, we create it, and we can break it. Now, for which it stands means the flag means the country. One nation means a single country. Under God means that we, the people, believe in a supreme being. In this case, we're talking about God. Indivisible, the country cannot be split into parts. With liberty and justice means with freedom and fairness. And for all means for each person in the country, you, me, and everybody. The pledge says that we, the people, are promising to be true to the United States of America. Try thinking about that the next time you say the pledge.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for reading that. And I would like to point out that, you know, this is something we talk about in our work a lot, which is communists want loyalty to the state.
That's
they
right.
need to destroy loyalty to God, because when you have God, you can do anything. God gives us our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the justification, you know, in the American Revolution, to stand for these values. No king, no Congress, no court gives us our rights. They come from God, and they are unalienable, and they knew that they needed to build a structure for this nation with a foundation on these principles.
You are absolutely right. Okay, Kyle, your turn.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning again, Sonny. Again, your organization seems to be doing a very good work here, obviously, in helping to educate, because the education system itself just seems to have failed, and in the sense of teaching, not just teaching about our country, but just basic civics and things like that. It seems like people don't have any idea of how things actually can get done. But is there any pushback that you're getting? In other words, are you trying to go on to some of these campuses, or do some of the young people that get involved with this, do they get any pushback from people saying, oh, okay, no, you know, socialism is great, that kind of stuff?
We definitely get some people who think that socialism is great, that it has never been done properly before, and that they have the best idea. You know, if we just do it right, it's going to be great for everybody. Don't worry. We don't go on to college campuses, really, so we don't experience that type of pushback, but we really focus on social media content and getting people online to see the distortion, the manipulation, the flat-out lies, these Marxist tactics that people are using, the radical leftists are using in their agenda, in their social media, and so that's why we show, you know, true, real stories of people who have actually experienced these regimes. So we don't experience that pushback, I would say, in person, because we're more of a, you know, virtual project, but we do have a lot of people in our comments saying things that just simply do not make any sense.
Where are you located, Sonny? You're in Florida, you said.
I'm in Florida, yes.
All right. Do you travel around and talk to groups?
Not at the moment. You know, we do travel for work, and we are, you know, recording our videos for our lesson plans, which is extremely exciting. We're really proud to be publishing that. We have some on our website already called How to Teach Your Kids About the Government, which discusses, you know, what our constitutional republic is, like you had just mentioned. And so we do travel for that, but not in terms of talking to groups. Occasionally we'll go to, you know, leadership summits and things like that.
We have some of the largest political clubs in the state right here in the Tampa Bay area, and I could put you in contact with some of those people if you wanted to come and talk to them.
I would absolutely love that.
But yeah. You'd have to come up here. Yeah. They're not going to come to you.
I'm in Sarasota, so it's not too far.
All right. Well, good. Well, then you're not that far away. Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, because You have a message that, in my opinion, needs to be told to other people like-minded that can do something to try to help you get the message out there, especially to our young people. And I hate to see, and I'll call it for what it is, the brainwashing that's going on here. I mean, this is like watching a Manchurian Candidate every day with some of these kids, and you know, they don't know who our civic leaders are. They don't know. They stand there, the national anthem's played, and they stand there and scratch their butts, if you know what I mean. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. The Pledge of Allegiance, they're talking, they're looking around, and whatever. It's crazy.
It really is crazy. My peers love communism. Actually, the way that this organization started, Morgan Zegers, she's our founder and our CEO. Mm-hmm. She had a roommate in college that was a self-proclaimed communist. This girl had posters of Mao and Stalin on her wall. And, of course, Morgan was absolutely shocked and stunned by this, and that's what initially inspired her to start this organization. Mm-hmm. This trend is extremely concerning. People are being misled by a very, very dangerous ideology that, frankly, they just... Mm-hmm. They really don't understand what communism is.
Okay.
Many studies show that, I'll just say that many studies show 70% of young Americans would choose a socialist leader, and almost half of young Americans, actually half of all Americans.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you because we only got about a minute left. I want you to give the name of your organization again, the website, and we'll definitely be in touch with you again. And you make sure you stay in touch with me.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. The website is educatefreedom.org, where our organization is called Young Americans Against Socialism. We're a 501c3. We need financial support in order to keep our operation running. We really, really appreciate any generosity you have. You can go to that website to see our content, our resources, and thank you just so much for having me. It's such an honor and a privilege.
Thank you very much, and God bless America. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain.
All right. That's Sonny Kuchar. And Kyle, hang on a minute because I got to play this before we go off the air. Here we go.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am personally to have you as part of this audience. We here at this radio station are very well aware that our success is all about folks like you listening on our airwaves, visiting our websites, and most importantly, doing business with our advertisers. It means a lot because the absolute best, most effective way to support our efforts of supporting America is to support the advertisers that you hear on the station and see on our websites. We believe in those businesses that partner with us, which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're in the market for what they have to provide. And if you do, make sure to tell them that you heard about them on this station. Additionally, if you are a business and would like to increase traffic through your real and virtual doors, then maybe it's time for you to become one of our advertisers. You won't regret it, so get started today by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
Alrighty, and that applies to everybody that's listening to us on all the different affiliates we have. Support the advertisers. They support this station you're listening to and my program as well, and others too. All right, Kyle, I will talk to you tonight. I think that was a great interview with Sonny. I think it was a great way to cap off the show today.
I completely agree. Thank you, Captain. Everybody have a great day.
Yep, we'll see you tonight. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out in California, IA, where it's hotter than a firecracker in the middle of a tomato field. All right. I'll be back tonight, everybody. Have a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. They work for us. We don't work for them. We can hire them. We can fire them. Wake up, America. It's time to take our country back. God bless America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.